诗195首。
Let's sing hymn 195.
那感谢主耶稣带领我们第一天的灵恩会啊！让我们在座有这么多的人能够卸下世上的工作，能够来到这里一同享受主里的恩惠。
And that so many of us can give up our work.
我们来到这里都是有个目的啊。
And when we come here, we all have a goal.
都是希望自己在神家中有用。
And we hope to be useful in God's house.
我们来到这里都有一个期望。
And we have a hope.
啊，都是期望在神眼中。活出一个有价值的人生。
And we hope to live a life worthy in God's eyes.
感谢主啊。
And thank God.
因为现在的纽约最需要的就是这样子的人。
And right now, New York needs these type of people.
随着我们圣工不断的发展。
And so our holy work is growing.
随着我们信徒不断的增加。
And we hope that our members can continue to grow.
我们就需要更多的愿意为主付出的人力资源来帮助教会的成长。
And we need more people to willingly come and serve.
在雅歌里面讲了一段话。
And in Song of Solomon it says.
他说这个palanquin 这个神的轿子这个王的轿子已经起行了The palanquin of the king.
The palanquin of the king is ready.
你有没有跟上
And are you following?
作为这个轿子旁边这个大能的勇士
As a
大能的勇士。
As a general of God.
As the mighty warrior.
As a mighty warrior.
你要跟上去
You have to follow.
今天在纽约也是一样
And so that's the same as today.
神已经在我们前面行动，已经走在我们前头了。
And God is walking ahead of us.
那神帮我们开出一条又一条的道路。
And God is opening up ways for us.
神给我们一个又一个的机会。
And God is giving us chances.
神让我们有机会在纽约这里有资格参与他的圣工。
God is giving us this opportunity to take part in this holy work.
能够在这里高举他荣耀的大旗。
So we may glorify his name.
在这个世代的一个机会。
And this is an opportunity.
请问你在哪里？
Where are you? Where are you?
所以求主耶稣让我们每个人都有机会能够参与
And so we ask God that every one of us can participate in this holy work.
使我们在多年以后回头。
And so in the future we can look back.
能够感谢能够想到今天感谢我们有参与这项圣工的机会。
And we can thank God and look back and say that we have participated in this holy work.
能够在纽约在这里不断的发展的当中。
And to be in New York.
也能够成为圣工当中的一份子。
And to be part of this holy work.
能够蒙神所纪念。
And to be remembered by God.
所以我们要不断的对自我要有要求。
And so we should have requirements of ourselves.
能够预备好成为何用的器皿。
And to prepare ourselves to be good vessels.
能够合乎主用
And to be useful to God.
所以我们要做基督的精兵。
And so we have to be Christian soldiers.
我们今天讲了几项
And so we spoke of a few things.
我们再看回来提摩太后书的第二章
Let's look at Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
提摩太后书的第二章第四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
第四节，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五节。
Verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。第六节。
6.
劳力的农夫，理当先得粮食。第七节。
7.
我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明我们在上一节有谈到
And so as we mentioned in the last session
一要作为基督的精兵
To be a Christian soldier
你对自己要有四个要求
You must have four expectations of
yourself 第一个要求
First expectation
要立志过着一个简单的生活
You must be determined to live a simple life
一个人如果那个生活要求太多
And if you have too many requirements in your life
如果他想要的太多
And you want too many things
他如果有拥有的太多
and all of the things that you want are too many
有时候放手很困难
at times it is very hard to let go
有时候前进很困难往前走很困难
to go forward is very difficult
我们就讲搬家好了
let's say moving
如果你一辈子都住在同一个地方
if you live in one place for your entire life
搬家就好像噩梦一样
and moving to another place is like a nightmare
你住了一个地方住十年
if you lived in one place for 10 years
你那个累积的东西满山遍野
and you've accumulated many things
你如果一个地方住二十年
and if you lived in one place for 20 years
你拥有的东西堆积如山
then all of the things are like piles of mountains
如果这个时候叫你搬家
then if you are asked to move
搬不了
then you are going to have a hard time
因为东西太多了
because you have too many things
放不下舍不得抛不去
you're not willing to let it go
所以你搬不了家
and so you cannot move
所以作为一个传道的家庭
and so as a pastor
因为我们大概平均每六年就要搬一次家
and we have to move every 6 years
你会发觉说越搬东西越少
And so you will realize that the more you move, the less things you'll have to move.
为什么？你现在买了六年之后，你搬家带得走吗？
Because if you buy it now, 6 years later, it will be very hard to move.
所以每次要买东西就要想一想啊，这个带得走吗？带不走，算了，不要买吧。
And so every time we buy things, we have to consider if it will be movable.
因为六年就要搬一次家。
Because every 6 years we have to move.
啊，所以家中东西越来越少啊。
And so the things in our house are less and less.
啊，因为所以搬家就越来越容易啊。
And so moving becomes easier and easier.
啊，所以当你拥有的很多。
And so if you have many things.
如果今天神对你说哈。
And so if God tells you today,
搬个家到非洲啊，不要到非洲啊，搬个家到欧洲去吧哈。
Please move to Asia.、
啊、不要叫你们去非洲啊，那个太为难你们了哈。好、啊，如果今天说，哎呀，神跟你说了啊。
So if God tells you,
神告诉你说啊，哎呀，德国的教会需要你。
And God tells you the church in Germany needs you.
搬家吧。
Please move.
啊，你在这个地方住了三十年啊。
And you've lived in this place for 30 years.
你说主啊，不要啊，我东西太多，搬不了家。
And he says, Lord, I cannot. I have too many things.
真的就动不了啦。
Then you really cannot.
啊，但是如果你没有什么东西。
But if you don't have any things.
搬家就搬家，包包拿着两个行李箱就走啦。
Then moving will be very easy.
啊，真的啊，人生啊。东西拥有越少，压力越小啊。
And so in life, the less things you have, the less pressure you have.
我第一次去非洲啊。
And so the first time I went to Africa.
什么都不懂啊。
I didn't understand anything.
所以什么都带去啦。
And so I brought everything with me.
因为很害怕啊，觉得说，哎呀，这是你要是要需要的东西没有怎么办
？Because I was very afraid. What if I needed something?
哇，所以第一次啊，哇，带了一个大行李箱去啊。
So the first time I brought a huge suitcase.
哇，把自己重得半死啊。
And it was very heavy.
啊，因为啊，在非洲啊，那个有时候啊，一走路就是两三个小时啊。
Because in Africa, every time if you were to walk somewhere, it's 2-3 hours.
啊，自己搬啊，没有人帮你啊。
I moved everything by myself.
啊，我记得我第一次去啊，带了七条裤子啊。
I remember my first visit, I brought 7 pairs of pants.
我觉得很合理啊，住一个月带七条裤子很合理嘛。
I thought it was logical, I was living there for a month.
12件衣服嘛，很合理嘛。
And I brought 12 shirts.
我连那个闹钟都带去了。
I even brought an alarm clock.
非洲没有闹钟啊。
There's no alarm clock in Africa.
第一次去就觉得说自己很笨啊。
And the first time I realized I was very ignorant.
尤其是啊，那个拖着那个行李箱啊，在那个泥泞地里面走三个小时啊，那会觉得自己真的很笨啊。
Especially pulling the suitcase in the mud.
哦啊，但是啊，第二次去我就学会了。
But the second time around, I understood.
两件衣服，两件裤子，摆平一个月啊。
2 shirts and 2 pants for the whole entire month.
真的够啦。
It was enough.
啊，就是一个随身行李就走啦。
And
一个月随身行李就走了
，just one backpack。
啊，所以人家发觉说，哎，突然很轻松啊
，and it felt very light。
啊，所以我们今天呢、啊，要学习放手啊
，and so today we have to learn to let go。
你真的需要它吗
？Do you truly need it？
啊，还是你只是想要它
？Or is it that you want it？
哦、啊，所以简单的生活帮助我们看见神
，so simple life will help us see God。
第二，也要照规矩。过生活。
The second is you must follow according to the rules.
我们看那个职业选手啊，职业的那个运动员啊。
And so if you look at professional athletes,
每天几点起床，几点睡觉都是有规矩的。
They live a very strict life.
吃什么
？What they eat.
什么不能吃
？What they cannot.
运动多少
？How much they should exercise.
每一件他生活的每一样都是有规定的。
Everything that they do is according to a certain set of rules.
因为那个规定是使他身体最好。
Because that is the best for their body.
能够使他能够面对啊挑战。
It will help them face difficulties.
能够打赢他们的球赛。
It will help them win their medals.
啊，所以我们今天想要赢啊，想要打赢这场球赛也是一样啊。
And so today, if we want to win this, it will be the same.
要照着规矩来生活啊。
We have to follow according to the rules.
那所以我们常常跟信徒讲啊。
And so we tell the members.
如果你的生活太忙。
If your life is very busy.
忙到最后你连给神的时间都没有。
And you're busy to the point where you have no time for God.
那你的生活生病了。
Then your life is sick.
你的生活生病了。
And your life is ill.
你的属灵生命就会生病。
And so your spiritual life will also get ill.
你的属灵生活生病了。
And when your spiritual life is ill,
你跟神的关系一定会生病。
Then your relationship with God will become ill.
哦，所以我们今天很忙。
And so today we're very busy.
但是再忙都要拨一点时间给神。
And no matter how busy we are, we should have some time for God.
这个叫做规矩的生活。
And this is a life according to rules.
所以有的信徒很不错啊。
And some members are not.
不管他多忙啊。
no matter how busy they are.
他都会每天设一段时间。
They will always take some time out of their day.
时间一到，手机关掉，电脑关掉，什么都关掉。
And when that time has arrived, they turn off all their electronics.
即使只有半个小时。
And even if it is 30 minutes.
这一段时间就是神跟我的时间。
That 30 minutes is dedicated to God.
我以前在上班的时候，
And while I was working.
啊，我们那时候在跟一些犹太的客人在做生意啊。
And we were, we had a business with a Jewish person.
啊，那个有时候跟犹太人做生意真的很有趣哦。
And so sometimes doing business with Jewish people are very interesting.
啊，那个老板，一个很大的一个连锁的百货公司，那个很连锁的超市的老板啊。
And so this is a boss of a chain of supermarkets.
那是很好玩的，他只要礼拜五太阳一下山，手机就关掉了。
And it was very interesting. Every single Friday, whenever the sun set, he would turn off his phone.
不管有多重要的事情，他都不开。他你找不到他，真的找不到他。
No matter how busy he was, you can never find him.
礼拜五晚上手机关掉，一直到礼拜六晚上才会再开。
Once the sun set, he would turn off his phone until Saturday night.
有时候到礼拜天早上才会开啊。
And sometimes even till Sunday morning.
哦，不管多大的生意都没有用啊，他不接的。
No matter how big the business, he would not pick up.
因为那一段是他跟神的关系，是他跟神的时间啊。
Because that time was between him and God.
我觉得我们需要学习这样的精神。
And so I think we should learn how to learn from this.
另外就是说我们啊，时间，我们时间做什么都可以，就是没有给神啊。
And so our time, we can do anything except give it to God.
除了上班的时间以外
except from working.
啊，我们休息就是要什么？要娱乐。
Our working time, we need entertainment.
娱乐就是要看看电视。
And our entertainment is to watch TV.
好，要不然好像就只有看电视而已，要没事没上上网。
To go on the internet.
啊，看看电影。
To watch the movies.
聊聊天。
To chat.
那好像啊，我们的娱乐就永远把我们剩下的时间全部吃掉了。
It's as if the entertainment has ate up all of our resting time.
啊，但是一个认识神的基督徒哦
so, if a Christian who knows God,
他会有一段时间给神啊
then they will have a specific set time give to God
每天跟神讲讲话
and they will talk to God every single day
可能就是十分钟看一下圣经
spend 10 minutes reading the Bible
十分钟祷告一下
10 minutes to pray
啊，但是如果能够每天都过这种规矩的生活
and if you can live a set life like this
你就可以看见神在他们的生命当中动工啊
then you will see God in their lives
好，所以要过有规矩的生活
so we need to live a life according to rules
我们看回来提摩太后书的第二章
so let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2
提摩太后书的第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第六节
verse 6
第六节说劳力的农夫理当先得粮食哦。
Verse 6, the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
那在这里讲到你第三个对自己的要求啊。
And so here's the third requirement.
就是你要劳力啊。
And so it says you must be hardworking.
哦，你要自己努力啊。
And so you have to be hardworking.
努力工作啊，像农夫一样啊。
You have to work to work.
哎，那很奇怪，他为什么要用农夫啊？要农夫啊
？And why does it use a farmer?
啊，因为啊，农夫。自己努力，自己看到结果，自己享受收成啊。
Because the farmer is everything is from their own hard work, and then they will see the results of their hard labor.
哦，所以当说因为啊，一个农夫啊
，and so a farmer.
因为你那个田地是你的
，because the land is yours.
没有人帮你耕种啊
，no one will help it.
你不耕种就放到那里给它坏掉，就给它长杂草啊。
And if you don't do anything, it will grow weeds.
你如果想要看见结果
，but if you want to see results,
如果你认识说这是你的田
，if you know that this is your land,
是你的，是有价值的，是你想要从中间得到什么的
，you know that it has value and you want to receive from something from it.
很抱歉，你要自己努力啊。
Then you have to work for it.
没有人会偷偷晚上帮你耕田的，没有啊。
Because no one will work your land at night for you.
信仰也是这样子啊。
Same thing with religion.
每一个人要为自己的信仰负责任啊。
And so everybody must take responsibility for.
我们作为教会的传道的啊。
And as a pastor in church.
我们能够帮你什么
？What can we help you with?
我们可能在这里讲道，分享一些我们的认识。
We can speak with you some encouragement.
我们可能帮你祷告，求主耶稣带领你的脚步。
We can pray for you and ask God to guide your steps.
我们可能可以去访问你，鼓励你，希望你能够更加坚强。
And we can visit you and encourage you to be strong.
但是不要搞错啦。
But do not get this wrong.
我不能帮你得救啊。
I cannot help you receive salvation.
到最后得救只能靠自己啊。
In the end, whether or not you receive salvation,
你跟我都一样啊。
You and I are the same.
哦，到最后你会不会得救要看你自己啊。
In the end, if you will receive salvation, it's up
to you. 看你怎么样来照管这一块神所赐给你的田地。
It is up to you how you take care of this land that's given you to you by God.
哦，所以啊，在圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us.
我们来看一下提摩，看一下那个哥林多，看哥林多后书哦。
Let's look at chapter second.
看哥林多前书哦，前书哦。
First Corinthians.
看哥林多前书。第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3
哥林多前书的第三章
First Corinthians chapter
3 第九节
Verse 9
哥林多前书的第三章的第九节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9
他说因为我们是与神同工的你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋第十节
Verse 10
我照着神所赐给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎么样建造我们看第十二节
Let's look at verse 12
若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在上面在这根基上建造第十三节
13.
个人的功成必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来有火发现这火要试炼个人的功成如何啊那这里是保罗告诉我们啊
So here Paul tells us
他说、啊、我们是神的田地啊
So we are God's field
哦这个田地是给我们啊
And so this field is given to us
啊但是我们要怎么样去照管这个田地啊
And how should we take care of this field?
他说有的人啊好像是、啊、盖房子用金银宝石最努力的去把它盖好。
And some people use gold and silver to put their best effort.
有人是用草木禾秸随随便便就给它盖起来了。
And some will use clay or wood and they don't put any effort.
一样在盖房子啊。
And they are still building a house.
一样可以住人啊。
And it will still be able to, it's still livable.
一样遮风避雨啊。
It will still protect you from the wind.
所以啊，平常的时候啊，草木禾秸、金银宝石都是一样的啊。
So normally, whether gold or clay, it'll be the same.
啊，但是啊，当你今天遇到了火出现，患难来到了啊。
But when fire comes,
哇，那个金银宝石、草木禾秸就不一样了啊。
Then there is a difference between the gold or the hay.
台风来了。
When the typhoon comes,
一吹，哎呀，你的草木禾秸就飞走了。
If it comes and it hits, then your all the hay and straw will be blown away.
地震来了
，and the earthquake comes.
你的草木禾秸哐就全倒了。
All the straw will be up.
只有那个劳力辛苦努力的农夫，他努力的人，他的建造的才能够存留的下来啊。
Only the hardworking farmer who worked very hard will be able to stand.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们工作要努力啊。
So here it tells us that when we work, we must work hard.
信仰一定要付出代价，一定要付出汗水的。
And our faith to be good, we have to be willing to sacrifice.
哦，所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible tells us.
他说，天国是努力的人进去的。
Heaven is for those who make the effort for it.
努力的人才能得着啊。
Only those who work hard for it will be saved.
所以我们今天有没有努力？
And so today, do we work hard?
我们付出了什么代价？
Have we sacrificed anything?
会决定我们最后可以得到多少？
Will determine how much we will receive in the end.
那在这里说，辛苦的农夫啊，你可以先得粮食啊。
And so here it says, the hardworking farmer will receive.We'll partake of the crops.
而这个是神给我们的一个盼望哦。
So here's a hope that God gives us.
我们来看一下雅各书啊。
Let's look at James.
我们看雅各书的第五章。
Book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书的第五章。
James, chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
雅各书的第五章第七节。
James, chapter 5, verse 7.
他这里说弟兄们啊你们要忍耐直到主来看啊农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产直到了得了秋雨春雨第八节你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心好他这里告诉我们说啊农夫啊你要忍耐啊
So here it says the farmer must be patient
工作很辛苦
Your work is very hard
但是工作要有盼望
But when you work you must have hope
因为神应许你你要先得粮食先得恩典啊
Because God promised you that you will receive the first fruit
所以教会里面谁先得恩典
And so who receives the first blessing in church.
为教会努力付出的人先得恩典啊。
Those people who work hard for church.
谁先能够在教会里谁先看神迹？
And so who are the first ones who see the miracles?
谁先体验神？
Who will experience God first?
就是那个走在前面劳力的人啊。
It is those who walk in the front, who work hard.
所以今天你想要体验神吗？
And so today if you want to experience God.
你想要亲手摸到神吗？
You want to personally touch God.
做劳力的农夫哦。
You must be like the hardworking farmer.
所以我们要过这个像农夫一样辛勤但是有盼望的人生。
And so we have to be like a farmer who is hardworking but also have hope.
工作努力让我们每一天都不白活。
And we must work hard so that we don't live without purpose.
除了我们上班的时间以外，
aside from our working time,
我们还可以做很多事情啊。
We can also do a lot of things.
所以有些人上班的时候也会传福音啊。
And so many people when they work, they preach the gospel.
有些人下班之后就会到路口发传单啊。
And some people after they get off work, they
有些人晚上休息的时候就打个电话问问信徒好不好啊，问问弟兄姐妹好不好啊。
And some people after work, they would call and ask of other members.
找机会做圣工，
you should find opportunities to do holy work.
这叫做劳力的农夫哦。
This is called a hardworking farmer.
神应许你，你一定要先得粮食。
And God promised you that you will receive first crop.
神应许你，你在工作当中一定能够看见他的恩典。
God promised you that you will see his blessings in your work.
我相信这个啊，很多教会的工人都可以给你。跟你分享很多的神迹跟见证啊。
And I believe many holy workers in church can tell you this experience.
所以有时候我们在工人当中、传道当中在彼此分享啊。
And so sometimes when we're sharing among pastors and workers,
我是会听到很多很多的很奇妙的见证啊。
You will listen to many miraculous events.
真的辛勤的劳力的农夫真的先体验到神的恩啊。
So truly the hardworking farmer will experience God.
我之前听我一个同学，听我们一个同工在讲啊。
One time I heard from a fellow worker.
他说啊，他原本啊工作非常的好啊。
And he said that originally he had a very good job.
很大的公司里面啊。
And he worked in a big company.
但是啊，后来决定出来做传道啊。
And then he decided to be a pastor.
他那个出来做传道，哇，那个生活的经济条件比以前差很多啊。
And so there's a big difference in the finance.
但是啊，没有关系，为了神啊，这个都没有关系啊。
But it was okay because it was all for God.
他说他那个时候他的女儿啊，在学一种乐器啊。
So、
学黑管啊，黑管啊，就学不是跟差不多啊，在学一种乐器啊。
And so his daughter was learning an instrument.
那个老师，那种老师是很贵的，很贵的老师啊。
And so the private teachers were very expensive.
他就跟他女儿说哦。
And so he told his daughter.
他说啊，我们现在爸爸出来做传道，所以我没有那个能力让你继续学啊。
And he told his daughter that dad will be a pastor right now. We don't.
那女儿说没有关系啊，这没有关系啊，没有学就算了
哈。And so the daughter said, it's okay if I don't learn.
结果他就去跟老师说啊。
And so this.She told her teacher.
老师说啊，我们没有办法再学了。
And so they told the teacher that they cannot learn anymore.
老师生气了。
And the teachers got angry.
说不可以。
No.
你怎么可以不学
？How come you won't learn？
你很有这一方面的才能。
And you have the talent for it.
好了，我免费教你。
I'll teach you freely.
就是这样子啊，继续学，老师免费教他。
And so she continued to learn, and her teacher taught her for free.
这个是他们所没有想到的啊。
And so this is something that they never thought of.
但是啊，劳力的农夫先得恩典，先得粮食啊。
The hardworking farmer will see blessing first.
这是神所应许的。
And this is a promise.
所以，当我们今天为了神的工努力啊。
And so today, if we work hard for God.
今天为了神的教会付出啊。
And we sacrifice for God's church.
你不要怕牺牲。
Do not worry about sacrifice.
不要怕劳苦。
Do not worry about the work.
因为你要先得粮食，先看见神的恩惠啊。
Because you will receive crop first, and you will see God's
blessings. 这是神的应许啊。
And this is God's promise.
但是要人要凭着信心去接受啊。
And so you must receive it with faith.
我们看回来提摩太后书啊。
Let's look back to chapter 2 Timothy.
最后一项哈。提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
提摩太后书的第二章的第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
他说我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明啊。他这里告诉我们说啊，你要做基督耶稣的好仆人吗？
And so here it says, do you want to be a good servant of God?
他说你要常常思想啊。
Then we have to consider and reflect upon the words of God.
思想自己的人生。
We have to think about our life.
检讨自己的侍奉。
We have to examine our servitude.
看清楚自己工作的心态。
To look at our attitude when serving.
使我们能够常常走在正确的道路上面啊。
So that we can walk on the righteous path.
圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So the Bible tells us.
主耶稣说啊，那个手扶着犁，好。 手扶着 plot 手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国啊。
And so the person who holds onto the plow but looks backwards is not worthy of God's
blessing. 我们开车的人都知道哈。
And so those of us who drive will know.
有时候啊，你开车有时候往后看哈。
And if you drive and you look backwards.
你两只手抓住方向盘。
If you hold onto the steering wheel,
你觉得你还是朝着前朝继续往前再走。
You feel like you're still going forward.
你回头看两秒钟，你回来你就歪掉了。
But if you look back for 2 seconds, you will realize that you're going sideways.
常常人以为自己走在正路上。
And so many times people think that they are walking straight.
但是当他往后看。
But when they look backwards.
常常就偏了哦。
They realize that they have gone astray.
我们走信仰的道路也是这样子啊。
So walking on the journey of faith is
like this. 我们如果不仔细看清楚哦。
And if we don't look clearly.
我们如果不小心谨慎啊。
And we don't keep ourselves alert.
有时候啊一两秒钟我们可能就偏到旁边的路上去了。
And our time is within 2 seconds, we will realize that we have gone astray.
我说我们要不断的看清楚，不断的调整方向盘，走在正路上面啊。
And so we have to constantly keep alert and keep our steering wheel straight.
这样说凡事都要思想啊。
So we have to always reflect.
哦，一个基督徒的人生哦。
And so a Christian life.
一个好工人的人生。
A good worker's life.
一个神家勇士的人生。
A mighty man.
哦，他一定是不断在工作当中不断的去回想思想自己做的对还是错。
They will constantly reflect upon what they did and whether or not it's right or wrong.
自己做的好不好。
Whether or not it's good or not.
然后不断的调整，不断的调整，调到最正确的道路上面。
And they will constantly adjust.
哦，所以我们今天信仰道路也是这样啊。
And so today on our journey of faith is like this.
常常思想自己所做的事情。
You must constantly reflect on what you have done.
如果做错了，不要把它忘记啊。
And if you have done something wrong, do not forget it.
如果做错了，要去思想。
And if you've done wrong, you have to constantly reflect.
然后面对自己的软弱。
Then you have to face your own weakness.
然后调整自己的错误。
Then you have to fix your mistakes.
他说啊，那个神会给你聪明啊。
So here it says God will give you.Wisdom.
那什么时候思想？
And so when should you reflect?
很简单啊，祷告的时候思想是最好的啦。
And it is very easy when you pray, you must reflect.
他说哇，我所说的话你要思想啊，你的信仰道路是要思想的，思想的啊，是要有思想的信仰啊。
And so your life must have a reflection, a life of reflection.
跪下来祷告就常常去想我最近做了什么。
And when you kneel down to pray, you have to think about what you have done recently.
我有没有活出一个荣耀主的生活？
Have I glorified God in my life?
我有没有进步？
Have I improved?
我有没有比以前更好？
Have I improved from before?
我有什么要改进的？
And what do I need to work on?
像大卫一样啊。
Just like King David.
大卫在诗篇里面就讲啊。
And so David says,tells us in Psalm,
我们看诗篇的139篇哦。
In Psalm chapter 139.
诗篇的139篇。
Psalm chapter 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇啊。
Psalm chapter 139.
第二十三节啊。
Verse 23.
诗篇一百三十九篇的二十三节。
Psalm 139, verse 23.
他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。”二十四。
24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走。永生的道路啊，这个叫做反省啊。
And so this is called reflection.
哦，所以我们在祷告当中要常常思想自己的人生啊。
And so when we pray, we have to reflect upon our life.
然后要改变自己的错误。
And we have to correct our mistakes.
不断的在思想反省当中进步。
And we have to constantly reflect so that we can improve.
这才是基督的精兵啊。
And so this is a Christian soldier.
所以这里有四个我们必须要有的生活。
So here are 4 things that we must have in our life.
第一个要有简单的生活。
First is to have a simple life.
不要叫世俗的事情缠身。
Do not be entangled by the worldly things.
第二个叫做顺服的生活。
The second thing is to live according to the rules.
能够凡事照着能够凡事照着规矩来行。
So you can live according to the rules.
第三个叫做努力的生活。
The third one is to a hardworking life.
努力工作。
You must be hardworking.
努力照顾家里。
You must work hard to take care of your family.
更要努力在教会当中付出。
And you must work hard to serve in God.
努力的灵修。
You must work hard to cultivate.
努力祷告。
You must work hard to pray.
才能称为一个好的工人。
So that you can be a good worker.
第四个，要过着一个认真的生活。
And you must live a life of concentration.
信仰不是一个生活上的调剂哦 ，entertainment 哦。
And so religion isn't a part of entertainment in your life.
信仰是决定你人生价值的方法。
Religion is what determines if your life is of value.
信仰不是只是你生活当中的点缀啊 ，decoration 啊。
And religion isn't a decoration in your life.
信仰是你人生价值的全部啊。
And religion is your entire part of your life.
好，所以不要用一种很随便的态度来应付我们的信仰。
And so don't take an indifferent attitude with your religion.
要认真。
You must concentrate.
要思想。
You must reflect.
要反省。
You must be alert.
说主必给你智慧。
And ask God to give you wisdom.
所以我们就能够成为基督的精兵。
So that we can be good Christian soldiers.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣带领我们哦。
So while we pray, we ask God to guide us.
让我们每一个人在神家中有用。
So that we can all be useful in God's house.
好，我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's go up, come forward and pray.